This is Marketplace. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. We have the latest chapter today in the saga that is Elon Musk and his relationship with Tesla, the company he co-founded. He's giving up a little bit of control over it. That's the upshot of a settlement the electric car maker reached over the weekend with the Securities and Exchange Commission. The agreement settles fraud charges the SEC brought against Musk after he tweeted in August that he had, quote, funding secured for a deal to take Tesla private. Except he didn't. The agreement with the SEC is aimed at reining him in. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer reports.
Basically, the SEC settlement is all about keeping watch over Elon Musk and his tweets.
As his own worst enemy, that's what's had to happen. That's what the SEC has had to do.
Rebecca Lindland is an executive analyst at Kelley Blue Book.
The company needs to control Elon Musk better, and Elon Musk needs to be a better steward of the company that he started.
So the SEC is strengthening Tesla's board. Musk will step down as board chairman, although he'll still be CEO. Tesla has to appoint two new independent directors to the board. Jill Fish is a law professor at the University of Pennsylvania. She says some lucky person will be pre-approving Musk's tweets and establishing
how those tweets are going to be set up, what kind of information they can contain. It's an overall policy.
But Fish says Musk may be tough to rein in. Early this morning, Musk tweeted a video from the hip-hop band Naughty by Nature with a winking emoji that could be a reference to the SEC settlement. If he and Tesla don't comply with the settlement, the SEC will step back in. Carl Tobias teaches law at the University of Richmond.
They could go back and say you're in violation of the agreement. They could open another suit to guarantee that he would comply with the settlement agreement.
Or maybe fine Tesla again. Tesla and Musk both already face $40 million in penalties. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.